Braindead Radio presents...
They just grabbed 10 years of my life. That isn't enough. What's advertising but a legalized con game?
America, man, you know, it's so beautiful. I want to eat it.
I'm willing to meet my creator and ask for every shot that I took. Sorry, it's been a while. I kind of had a little shining moment there for American Sniper. My name is Anderson. I am in charge of everything you see, do, and feel, even though I might not be listed. I control the internet better than Kanye. Next to me is Rob, and this is episode 7 of the Anderson Tapes.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed our time off here, and hope you spent some time with your friends and family over the holidays. We are back with episode 7, as Troy had said, and he started right off the bat with making fun of one of the highest grossing movies of 2014, is that correct, or is it 2015? I can't remember when.
2015.
American Sniper. I just have to say, I don't get it. I don't understand America. I don't understand why we spend the money on the things we spend the money on, so... This should be a fun episode.
Oh, I understand America.
You kind of got me riled up with that because I have to deal with a lot of hoorah fucking patriotism shit in my family. And it's just blind patriotism and American Sniper. And
it's also
its
racism.
Well, yes, yes.
It's racism, xenophobia, all put together. And you know what? That's what made America great.
Yes.
We do.
Apparently we do. We celebrate it, we hold it high above our heads, and even when the facts are staring us directly in the face saying that it's full of shit, we don't care. Because goddamn, this is America. Bradley Cooper's fat, and he's killing a bunch of goddamn Arabs.
Nobody throws a genocide party like a genocide party, you don't stop what.
I know Troy has a lot to talk about, especially because this is Oscar season, and Troy loves nothing more than pontificating about how awesome the Oscars are. Isn't that correct, Troy?
It's not that how awesome the Oscars are. It's like, say if you knew that one time a year a train was going to wreck into a bus full of retarded children, and the retarded children are fine and they believe in what's going on, but that train knows that bus is going to come across that, you know, crossing at a given time every year, and so they load their shit up and they get ready to smack right into it, and then a bunch of people sit on the sidelines looking at it, but they don't do anything to help. They just comment on the speed of the train or how many retarded children were in the bus.
Or what the train is wearing.
Do anything about it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. They don't do anything.
And
the fact that there's only...
And you enjoy the train
There's only two
wreck?
Black kids on the bus.
And you enjoy
oh,
the train
this
wreck.
Year especially. Oh, this year especially.
Now, I just need to make a quick note here, just a quick disclaimer. I have been well known in my I don't give a fuck about the Oscars. I don't give a fuck about award shows, and I certainly don't give a fuck about most movies that people like to get all up in arms saying that this is the best in cinema. We all know my tastes, so I'm actually curious, Troy, because I know nothing about the Oscars this year except that the Lego movie got snubbed, and that really pissed me off because that's about the only Oscar movie I've actually seen this year, I'm pretty sure. So I have nothing to add to this conversation.
A lot of shit got snubbed. That's what made it so great.
See, now this is what we're going to talk about. So you have helped my my wife in the past with her Oscar pools at her job.
Yes.
And one year, you were like fucking...
Last year.
Last year, she lost pretty much everything.
I fucked up last year so hard.
She's not going to ask you this year.
Way too much credit.
She said she's going to go on her own this year, and I'm like, that's cool. I'm like, but you have to give Troy credit, because 2 years ago, Troy was basically the amazing Kreskin, and you basically gave her every correct answer. She ended up winning us a shitload of Blu-ray movies, and I was basically like, hell yeah, Troy's amazing, and I'm glad somebody cares about the Oscars. So I'm really curious to see what you're going to pick this year.
For the 2011 season, I called and I looked at it because I won a bunch of shit that year too. I got everything right but documentary. That's the only time I've ever gone that high.
Is this kind of, maybe you are into fantasy football, but is this kind of like your fantasy football? I feel like you spent a lot of time on this. I don't feel like you're just picking shit out of a hat. I feel like
I spent a lot of fantasy football too.
So this is kind of the same.
All I gotta say is Jeff didn't win this year.
Jeff did not win. Poor Mr. No. Jeff. Are you gonna win this?
Close to being my ass.
Are you gonna win this year in your Oscar picks, do you think?
Given how the guilds are going, and no. I think I'll do better than last year. Of course, last year was just a clusterfuck.
Now,
but yeah.
Can we play a little game real quick of educate the moron? Sure. And the moron is me. The guilds. What do you mean? Like, I explain to somebody who when they watch the Oscars, the only thing they care about, and I would fit into this, is am I going to see some drunk asshole up there make a fool of himself? But who knows nothing about how these things are picked or what goes into it?
Okay.
Do a little breakdown for those people out there like me.
Here's how voting works, and it's changed a lot recently, because in the last decade, a shit ton of voters have died. Up until about 2006, you had people who were voting in the 40s still voting.
Oh. Wait.
Because once you're in, you're in.
Yeah. So is it kind of like the MPAA type deal? Like you're in until you're out? Like it's just, there's not like a...
Yeah.
Oh, how do you get in?
Give you an idea. They solicit you. They go after you.
And
the year before last, they got Scarlett Johansson. Year before that, they got Kevin Smith. This year's questionable induction was Jason Statham. Jason Statham is now a member of the Academy.
So basically the transporter gets to put his vote into who gets the awesome statue. I didn't know that. That's
he will
awesome.
Be deciding. Yeah. Yeah. It's 476 people voting. There's one deciding vote because they don't like ties anymore, even though ties do happen.
Okay.
So let's say Jason Statham. Jason Statham will get to vote for the acting categories. So Jason Statham could decide Michael Keaton gets an Oscar this year. But he can't vote for direction, he can't vote for writing, and he can't vote for technical.
Now why?
He can vote for all four acting. Because he's only an actor.
Oh, you could only vote for the profession that you're in?
Yes.
Oh, so like Kevin Smith was voting for directing and writing.
Yes.
Okay, cool. I told you I don't know anything about
this. But everyone votes on pitcher.
Okay.
That's all it is.
So...
But the guilds are the unions. Pretty much when people say guilds, that's fancy talk for saying union. They are all in unions. If you work in Hollywood... Unless you're a director like George Lucas or Robert Rodriguez, you are in a union. Your guild, like we just had SAG over the weekend. That's the Screen Actor Guild, the Screen Actor Union. And they voted for who they think's the best actor. Mm-hmm. They're not always right because sometimes a lot of people get pissed between now and then because the voting periods change. And they'll like vote for someone who they like better in that month period.
So it's a... So I've always stated without knowing anything about this, it's just a popularity contest.
To a point.
Okay.
I mean, it's not artistic. How can this be artistic?
It's just a bunch of people that are like, yeah, I liked him in this movie. Oh, yeah, he's a good buddy of mine. We get drunk on the weekend. Give him a vote.
It's no different than a general election. I mean, so Obama got votes because he was popular.
So it's just
Romney got votes because he wasn't Obama.
So it's just a pissing match.
The honor is getting nominated because the nomination process is a lot harder than winning.
So, okay. And that makes a lot, because you always hear that, you know, nominated for 7 Oscars. And I'm always like, well, wait, if they didn't win any of those Oscars, like, why are you saying, like, well, they were nominated? But so the nomination, that's important.
Yeah, a lot of studios will go bankrupt sometimes getting people in. Like Orion, they started going bankrupt when they staged a campaign for a Dances with Wolves, because everyone's like, that's Goodfellas year, that's Goodfellas year, and Dances with Wolves kicked ass in 1990.
So you have
a lot of people tend to forget Goodfellas only won one.
Yeah, so they just throw money and they say, hey, you should vote for Dances with Wolves, because fucking Kevin Costner is fucking amazing, you should just vote for us. Here's a bunch of money, we're throwing ads everywhere, fucking please vote for us. But that's just going to get them in, so then you have Jason Statham being like, I did not like Dances with Wolves, fuck Dances with Wolves. I want to vote for this other movie.
Exactly. Sometimes that makes the difference.
All right. See,
sometimes that's what makes the difference.
I feel bad for the hardcore film nerds listening to this. This must be like fucking nails in a chalkboard. But, you know, this is maybe why people get so into this. So you have the different guilds. And I know, like you said, you had Screen Actors. You have the Directors Guild. What other guilds do you have?
Yeah, Producers. Producers Guild. They tend to vote on picture.
What?
Yeah, they fuck up so much. Like, they're the ones who didn't nominate, like, a bunch of shit for Argo. Like, DGA and PGA fucked up bad last year.
So, okay.
They said last year was the director's and producer's worst year since 1948.
And that's because there were movies that didn't get nominated that, like, pretty much everybody thought were supposed to, or supposed to win.
Like Argo. Argo got fucked by both of them last year.
Didn't Argo win?
Yeah. Argo won.
So, okay, how'd they get fucked then?
Because everyone else votes on picture, and all the actors and writers liked Argo. Yeah.
Got it. I'm just more, I can't believe there's a producers guild. I mean, as far as I know, aren't producers just the guys producers who like guild. Isn't it, aren't producers just the people that are like, here's a bunch of money, I'll make this movie, but here's some funding, here's some shit, I'm getting some funding for you. Like,
they're the people who put up the money, and they're also the go-between to keep the studio off your ass while you shoot a movie.
All right, look at this shit. All right, I'm getting a crash course. Fuck film school. I just need to listen to the
Anderson Selma this year. Selma this year was almost a Showtime original movie because the original director dropped out to do The Butler. Oprah Winfrey made up the difference cash-wise to get it back at Paramount and started as a feature. That's why she's nominated for Best Picture for Selma, because she put up most of the money.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so you have the different guilds. They get shit. They get their stuff nominated. And then you have the Transporter and ScarJo and a bunch of old motherfuckers who actually put their votes into a hat for these things. And this year you're saying that there's a lot of upset. The only upset I know is the Lego Movie. What are some more upsets that are happening already?
Gone Girl. Gone Girl was expected to get at least 8 to 9 nominations.
Fuck that movie.
One. It got one.
What did they get it for? Did they get it for soundtrack?
Best Actress. Actress.
Oh, okay.
They didn't even get it for score. That was the real shock.
Yeah, I mean, as much as I like Atticus and Trent, like, to me, it sounds like them, but it sounded a lot like the Social Network stuff. It wasn't as memorable, but it was still fucking amazing. Like, I still have that soundtrack. But, I mean, do you really think that, okay, that's a side note. Gone Girl, do you really think that deserves, like, Best Picture and shit? Because that movie was, like, a fucking Lifetime movie that was shot and edited fucking
awesomely.
Here's
the thing.
Fuck that movie.
Here's the thing about it. It deserved getting nominated. Didn't deserve the win.
It nominated for what? Best Picture, Best Director, all of the
above?
Best
Picture and Director. Okay. And Director.
And how about Best Actor with Affleck?
No.
No? How about no. NPH? He did some fine acting. He could be Best Supporting.
NPH would have got it in a smaller year, but Supporting Actor this year is tough as shit.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
All five people in there on Supporting Actor this year could win any other year.
Oh, crazy. So it's kind of a tight race for that. So it's a big upset.
Tight as hell.
It's a big upset that Gone Girl didn't get more. I'm assuming because Gone Girl didn't get more, that a movie that you think doesn't deserve it got more? Or is it just that there's so many
American
movies?
Sniper.
So American Sniper is taking over everything.
Getting anything. It got 6 nominations and all 6 are bullshit.
I'm assuming it got Best Director for Eastwood. I'm assuming it got Best Actor for Brad. It didn't
get Picture.
Oh.
No, did not get Director. It got the DGA for Director, but it didn't get Director Oscars.
And granted that I haven't seen the movie because I know kind of the behind the scenes of, you know, the story and what have you, and, like, the drama and shit, and that's just not a type of movie that I would see. You've seen it. Do you think it deserves any of those? I mean, taking away the blatant racism and bullshit and all that, looked at as a movie, do you think it deserves anything?
No.
Not at all.
It's a curiosity. Like, it's an odd movie to make and a really odd biopic,
mm-hmm.
and I think it'll be rediscovered years later after that. But people calling movies of all time should be ashamed of themselves.
Is it just that standard by the book? I mean,
it's propaganda. It's creepy. It's a creepy movie.
Okay, so based off of that, the only other thing I know about this movie is Seth Rogen tweeting that this is basically Nation's Pride or whatever, that flick within a flick from Inglourious Basterds, which he's taken a lot of heat for.
He's right. For about a third of the movie is, yeah.
Really? So it's just like, look at me, I'm an American badass. And I'm just killing.
Almost straight adaptation.
Wow.
But the last third's good, which is really weird because it ends really well. Like, if the movie would have been about him and his wife and him helping, like, PTS survivors.
Yeah.
That would have been so good. There was a shell of a great movie in there, but Eastwood's shown in his age. I don't know if you've seen Jersey Boys.
Jersey Boys.
He's done 2 semi-biopics, which are just, like, the worst biopics made aids in memory. This looks like someone who's stayed in the game too long.
All right. So yeah. it's totally shitty that American Sniper is sweeping nominations, and it's shitty that Gone Girl is not sweeping nominations. What are some other upsets?
Or Nightcrawler. Nightcrawler. Nightcrawler got one for best script.
Jakey G? No, that looked awesome.
Script.
What? Jakey G didn't get a
just
nom?
Just the script.
Oh, come on.
Did not.
What? Okay, I gotta give it up for fucking Jakey G, which I just like saying Jakey G. Fucking, this dude, the choices this guy is making are fucking amazing, and I don't know why he's not getting his due. I can't believe he didn't get a nod. I don't even really care about that. You know, I don't really care that much, but like, dude, he was fucking awesome in that. What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Did not.
That's crazy. Holy shit.
Didn't get shit for cinematography. Didn't get shit for anything.
Jesus. Okay. What else? What else we got out here? What else are the uber film nerds pissed about?
Well, a lot of people are pissed about Ida, but Ida getting any nominations, I take as a win.
Ida. What is... Okay, ready? I'm ignorant. What is Ida?
Okay. Ida is a foreign film that was shot for $100,000.
Okay.
It's about a Polish nun who discovers when she's about to take the vows to become a permanent nun that her parents were Jews and they were killed in the Holocaust, and that her aunt took her and hid in Poland and passed her off as Catholic. And now she's realizing, well, am I Catholic? Because I was born a Jew, but I believed I was Catholic my whole life and I want to be a nun.
Oh,
and so just watching as her whole life kind of falls apart. Yeah,
the internal struggle there. Now, what you just said, is that considered a spoiler? Do I need to spoil that, or is that like the gist of it? Like, I
no,
you twist.
Find out in the first. You find out in the first 12 minutes.
Okay, perfect. I made a note just in case. All right, so that's a movie that sounds interesting, but I'm 100% honest. I'm probably never gonna watch that. I have a very select.
I think it's on Netflix.
I have a very selective
view. I want to say it's on Netflix.
Yeah, but
it's on Netflix now.
On Netflix right now, I'm currently going through the Bollywood trilogy. I'm not sure how to pronounce it, of Doom, I think. That's what it looks like. It's spelled like. So that's
it's Doom.
That's currently what I'm working on right now because holy shit.
Why?
Because it's fucking... Okay, sidebar. Because like 2-3 weeks ago, CG and I, for fun, were trying to fuck with my Netflix account, and we were trying to find like the most shitty movies we possibly could, and we'd rate them like 5 stars just to see what their algorithm would do. So we got a whole bunch of terribly shot, which almost looked like shot in VHS type, like Indian movies and, you know, fucking Cantonese flicks. And then all of a sudden it was like, if you like this, you'll like this movie. And the screenshot for Doom 3 was like, I don't know what this is, so... I was like, well, it's 3 hours long. We're not going to watch it. Let's just bring it up and fast forward. And all of a sudden, I started fast forwarding. And I'm watching what looks like kind of like a sequel to Torque. Like, they're doing, like, kung fu on fucking motorbikes. It's ridiculousness. Like, it's set in Chicago. So, like, the actors they have for Chicago are all, like, shitty fucking American actors that just couldn't hack it here. I thought it was hilarious. And that's the type of movie I'm spending my quality time with, not movies like Ida. And that is why I kind of like doing the show, because we have a different spectrum of taste and interest here. So I'm currently working through all 3 Doom flicks, and oh my god, they are fucking redonkulous. I'm having a lot of fun with
it. I had to review that last one.
Doom 3? It's so far, it's fucking hilarious. Like, it
I
makes no sense.
I was in the theater watching it. Yeah, I was the only white person there.
Shut up. I couldn't... Okay, this is the thing. Like, if you're going to search this out on Netflix, like, I'm not trying to say that, like, this is, like... a masterpiece, like, and there is no way I could sit through this in one sitting. Like, I can't believe you were in the theater for this, but holy shit, is this...
It's got a following.
It's ridiculous. Like, I'm...
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing, but, like, it's funny, like, how, like, I watched, you know, I watched parts of this, and I went back and watched the first two, and I'm, you know, I'm kind of skipping ahead, but, man, this movie looks fucking expensive. Like, they took all the money they possibly had in that country, and it was like, we want Doom 3. Let's just throw it all on screen, and we're going to have crazy, ridiculous bike kung fu shit. I'm having a lot of fun, but I could not imagine watching it in a theater at all, because it is fucking tough to watch. But you get those action scenes, that's amazing. I can't believe you had to fucking review that. Good God, man. How do you do that kind of shit? Like, at a certain point, do you just try to have fun with it? Like, I don't know how you
sometimes
do it.
I've had some IMDb readers contact me like, yeah, most of these people keep writing the same thing, but I could tell halfway through yours, you're just like, fuck this shit. And sometimes that's what it's like. I did a review for IFC about some movie called Days and Nights, not Days and Nights, Bird People.
Okay.
And half the reviews is me going, you know what I could be doing said this. This is a shitty movie. Just like, da-da-da-da-da. Fuck this movie. then I end it because I know what the people who do the PR for it look for.
Mm-hmm.
So I end it with, and the DVD featurettes here, here, and here, blah, blah, blah. And I put the release date at the bottom. So no, they look at where the graphic is for the box art.
Yep.
The intro and the end.
That's
they
it.
They don't ever read the middle. And in the middle, I take the biggest shit on movies.
So you just kind of spoiled your process here. That's an amazing process. So what we have gleaned from this is that Anderson is able to get reviews, is taking the screenshot, a quick intro. I hate this movie. I hate this movie. I hate this movie. By the way, it has some amazing subtitles, a featurette, and behind the scenes, and it's come out this time, and that's all they look for. That's crazy. Like, how do they?
Yeah,
not...
it's all marketing. They don't care about.
Wow.
It's all marketing. They don't care about creative content.
Now, question for you.
That's why I love when that's why I love when you see people at like, I don't want to say bad, but it's kind of hard not to throw them under the bus. And other sites like, you know, this is art. We're doing this. You know, no, you're not.
Yeah, no.
This isn't art.
No.
It wasn't art when it was in papers. It's not art.
I
just have fun taking a shit in the cogs.
You know what? I think this is why I appreciate you. And I appreciate people that review type stuff like you. Like, what I hate is when I'm reading a fucking review for a movie and it's like fucking like 4 pages of like bullshit, flowery language. We're using all these soliloquies and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Was it entertaining to watch? Did you have fun with it? Does it say anything about the human condition? That's it. One paragraph, two paragraphs, I'm done. I don't need to read a fucking dissertation when I'm trying to fucking read a goddamn review.
My favorites are, okay, this is the 30th anniversary of this movie, but you don't know what it was like in the summer of 82. I had my dick out in the theater. I was slapping around trying to find quarters to play Q-Bert, and then I saw the most beautiful film ever. And I saw it before CGI ruined it. At this theater, it doesn't exist anymore. And I went and played Q-Bert, and my dick was still hanging out. And I found that quarter slot, and it was great. Now on to the review.
Right? Yeah. I mean, to a point, I totally get what you're saying here. And it to me, that almost seems like that's what people do when they're starting out. So, like I'm reviewing. No one knows who I am, but like this, I'm giving you some background to what I like. Because I'm totally guilty of that. I can totally admit that. Like, in my few handful of reviews I've done in the few years that I've been doing this, whatever, I really don't like to review things because I don't feel like I'm qualified. I'll try to give like a mindset, like this is what I'm into, so this is why I would like this. But at a certain point, once you're like a kind of a quote-unquote known name, stop with that bullshit. Fucking Harry, all you fucks over there, just stop with that bullshit. Just tell me what you like. Did you like it? That's it. I don't need anything else. I don't need to hear about your dick and hear about Q-Bert. And when I read your reviews, we don't get that. So it's nice. I can instantly just quickly look, be like, all right, Troy liked it. He didn't like it. Perfect. Move the fuck on. And I appreciate you saying that what you do is not art and that you're not fake about it. So yay for the Anderson.
Well, I also come from a marketing background. So I look at all the basic stats for the site.
Mm-hmm.
And mobile has taken over browsing like crazy. No one's going to. I mean, I have a hard time typing like direct instant messages to people on Facebook on my iPad or my phone. They're not going to hang out for a site.
Makes sense. All right, let's get back to the Oscars. We had a quick thing there. So, what do you want to win? Like, if you could have picked the Oscars,
I'll go down the list.
Perfect.
I'll go down the list, yes. And hopefully Leslie listens because I'll save her ass. Picture is going to go to. And I'm going to call the upset. Birdman.
Birdman. That's the Michael Keaton and the foreign director's name, yep, who I cannot pronounce. Awesome movie. That was not done in one take, but makes it look like it was done in one take, correct?
Alejandro Gonzalez Iñárritu.
There we go. All right, so Birdman, okay, best picture.
Actor. This is the closest this year is going to come to a tie.
Okay.
But I think the older voters will make the difference.
Okay. Best actor. You said that there's
actor.
Two of them, older versus young. Who's it going to be?
It's going to be Michael Keaton.
I love Michael Keaton. I believe that dude should. He deserves it. Has he ever won an Oscar?
No, it's first time nominated.
First time nominated?
He's been making movies for 33
That's
years.
That's fucking crazy.
Nominated.
I mean, granted, he wasn't. I mean, I don't want to throw the dude under the bus because he's in some great movies. He wasn't in like some high art shit, but that dude has been consistent for 30 fucking plus years. And this is the first time he's been not crazy talk. That's nuts.
Yeah, and so what's going to make the difference? Eddie Redmayne's take awards in the guilds, but I think the Oscars do it a lot where they reward people for hanging in so long.
Yeah.
I think he's going to take it.
So now here's the deal then. Do you believe he should win it for Birdman? He should win for Birdman.
He was the only thing I liked about the movie.
You didn't like anything else. So if you like Keaton, should see Birdman.
Yeah. It's one of Keaton's best roles.
All right. Now,
movie not that hot.
Not that hot. You like Keaton. Who's
not terrible, not great.
But not like as good as everybody. I mean, because like you can't turn on the TV now or go on the internet with fucking Birdman being thrown in your face. Like it's, I mean, that studio or whatever is just pumping out money to make sure that
Fox.
Like, hey, look at Birdman.
Fox, and we're gonna return to Birdman later on because one of the questions someone asked ties directly into it, and it should show you how fucked up marketing is. But we'll come back.
Okay, perfect. Real quick question. You said Eddie Redmayne. Redman?
Yes.
Who the fuck is Redman. That? What was he in?
Les Mis and then this.
Oh. Don't give a He's shit also gonna, about Les Mis. The name sounds so fucking familiar,
Jupiter
though.
Jupiter Sending is going to Norbit his ass. Yeah.
God. Crazy.
Very,
okay.
Very British.
Okay, there we go. That's probably why. Okay.
Okay, actress.
Yes.
I love, like hell, that Marion Cotillard got nominated for 2 Days, 1 Night. 2 Days, 1 Night is one of my underrated movies last year because it's amazing. And I think I'll appreciate it more when it hits home video this year because Criterion's going to put it on Blu-ray. So I'll check it out then again. But when I saw it, kicked my ass.
So just to see if I'm on the same
page. I don't
think
she's going to win.
You don't think she's going to win?
No, I don't think she's going to win. No, but I just love that she got nominated.
You love that she got nominated. And now, let's see if I'm thinking of the right person. She's Talia from Dark Knight Rises, correct?
Yeah.
Boom!
Correct.
See? That right there, that little she's in Batman, right? That's perfect. That's my mindset. Okay, so you don't think she's gonna win? You're happy that she made it.
I just want to get out there. It's a movie about a bunch of women working together, and they're all gonna get bonuses if they turn on her and get her fired because she was a whistleblower. So she has 2 days, 1 night to convince other people to give up their bonuses so they can, you know, do the right thing. It's kind of like a reverse Norma Rae because everyone teams up to fuck her over.
Oh, all right. Never even heard of it. God damn it. I am so out of the loop when it comes to movies. I feel like you could basically have a potato on this end of the mic and it'd be the exact same. So you don't think she's going to win? Who do you think is going to win for Best Actress?
Julianne Moore. Again, it comes down to It's About Time. This is her fifth nomination in almost 20 years.
Julianne Moore for what?
Still Alice. Terrible piece of shit movie, but it's the kind of thing that gets older women nominated and winning.
Question about Julianne Moore. What do you know about that Seventh Son movie that she's in with Jeff Bridges that I saw trailers for, I swear to God, like 2 years ago, but now is finally coming out? I'm assuming it's a giant piece of shit.
It's a giant piece of shit that they're not screening for critics.
There it is. Okay. Sorry about that. I remember seeing that like a year or two ago and like, oh, it looks okay. All right. Jeff Bridges, sweet. And all of a sudden, nothing.
It got caught up in Warner Brothers selling Legendary.
Okay. I mean, it looked like a piece of shit. Jeff Bridges has essentially given up at this point, so I don't really care. Okay. So you think Julianne Moore is going to win, but you think that's bullshit. Do you think that Talia for Batman should win?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Next one.
Yeah. Supporting actor. This is tough as shit. The last time I saw a category this tough was Best Actor back in 2005. But ultimately, it's gonna go to J.K. Simmons. J.
Whiplash.
Jonah Jameson's gonna win for Whiplash. Yeah.
Fuck yeah, Vern Schillinger. Fuck J. Jonah. He's Vern Schillinger. He's always been Vern Schillinger. He will always be Vern Schillinger.
Well,
motherfucking Prags.
A lot of people.
It's amazing.
A lot of people haven't watched Oz.
I know, and he's amazing. Him and fucking. Yeah. God damn it, the guy who plays Beecher. Fuck. Total brain fart.
Oh, Lee Ferguson.
Ferguson, yes. Him and JK, best on-screen relationship in years. Just amazing. Just amazing. And yeah, he deserves it.
You know what
that
I love?
He's amazing.
You know what I love? You know what about Bob?
Yeah.
The oldest daughter in that's the killer nun in Oz.
Holy shit. Holy shit!
Yeah.
She is.
Yeah.
Mind was fucking.
For all the people who
crazy.
Didn't watch HBO 15 years ago, this is going over your head.
Oh my god! It doesn't matter. Fucking for all you people out there that probably have HBO Go, or you have a fucking family member that has fucking HBO, get the goddamn code, get HBO Go, and check out Oz, the fucking amazing prison drama. from back in the 90s on HBO. It kind of jumped the shark around the last two seasons, but holy shit, those first three seasons are amazing. And it's also one of the best things to watch now because you're like, that guy, that girl, that guy. It's like everybody
so
in that
many
show.
People.
Oh, so many people. Like, it's amazing the amount of people they got on that show. Okay, anyway, so JK is going to fucking take it for supporting. Who's he up against? You said it was very
He's
tough.
Up against Mark Ruffalo for Mark Ruffalo for Foxcatcher.
I like Mark Ruffalo, but that dude is like such a non-entity. Like, he's awesome in everything he's in, but he doesn't exist. Like, he just doesn't exist.
He does great work.
He does.
Ed Norton for Birdman,
Yeah, all right.
Who pretty much plays himself in that. It's kind of funny.
Perfect.
Ethan Hawke for Boyhood.
All right.
And then Robert Duvall and The Judge. Robert Duvall was the only thing in that movie that worked.
Well, The Judge. Okay, The Judge is that one with Robert Downey, right?
Yeah, it just came out on DVD and Blu-ray today.
Yep, boom. That looked like a Lifetime movie. Like, I saw the commercial, and I'm like, I know the plot. I mean, unless it's like a huge twist or something at the end, I'm like, seeing that movie 1,000 times. Don't
Not really.
Shit. Wow. All right.
Not really.
So JK, he...
Supporting actress.
Okay.
Are we still on... Actress?
Sorry, I'm just amazed that JK... It blows my mind. I forgot that JK was in Whiplash because I'm an idiot, but it just blows my mind that Vern Schillinger might win a fucking Oscar. Like, that's amazing. Anyway, supporting actress.
No, might. He's one of the few locks I'll give this year.
Oh, really? All right, I'm making a note right now because I'm going to win an Oscar thing. See, I'm taking notes right now so I can get myself
you should.
Blu-rays. All right, supporting actress.
Yeah. It's going to go to Patricia Arquette for Boyhood.
All right, I've always dug Patricia. I haven't seen Boyhood yet. We're actually gonna watch it this weekend. It's on the docket for this weekend.
Yeah, a lot of people are starting a backlash against it, and it's bullshit.
A backlash against the movie.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, why? I mean, it's just people just don't like Linklater. They don't like the. Whole,
no, they don't like the fact that it's white people had a rough life. Oh, boo hoo hoo, and it's the people who are mad that Selma didn't get more shit.
Now, did Selma got nominated for Best Picture, I'm assuming?
Picture and Song.
And the sad thing is, when it comes to marketing Selma, I haven't seen shit, to be honest. Like, the marketing on that movie has been, like, pretty much non-existent, at least everywhere I'm looking.
Well, it's like a Most Violent Year. They waited too long. They could have got it out way earlier.
Yeah.
But they quite literally dropped in limited markets on Christmas.
Yeah.
They still have yet to go wide with it.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, some people say they went semi wide. They because to go real wide in this country is 4,400 screens. They
okay.
3,200.
So they're
that's
thousand means, off. Okay.
Yeah. Some poor areas didn't get it.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
And what do you? I mean,
it's a TV movie. It's a fucking TV movie.
That is it. Now is that do? It is what it is.
I think David Oyelowo should have got it for playing MLK. He was great in it.
Yeah.
And Carmen Ejiago was great in it. And they might have got cinematography, maybe scripting, but they weren't ever going to set the awards on fire. They could have got 5 or 6 tops.
Okay. So it's a shame, but shit fucking happens. All right. So we have all these so far through supporting actress, Patricia Arquette. Is there anybody else you think that... Is she a lock? Or do you think that someone else is...
She's a lock.
Has she been nominated before?
No, this is her first time.
She what? You're telling
been
me?
Been working since 87.
What?
First time nominated.
She wasn't nominated
a lot
for
of
fucking Dream Warriors or for True Romance. I fucking call shenanigans on the Oscars.
No. What? She wasn't nominated for Stigmata either.
Oh, dude, don't be hating on Stigmata, motherfucker. That's one of the few DVDs I fucking still own. I love Stigmata, dude. That movie
is
ridiculous.
Coming to Blu-ray in May.
Shut the fuck up.
Coming to Blu-ray in May.
I love that movie.
Yeah, Scream Factory.
Oh, it's Scream so Factory cheesy. Got the it's so good and so cheesy. Plus, she's like super 90s hot in it. Like, she's got, that's awesome. Okay.
She always talks like she's confused. Like, someone just asked her a hard question.
It's kind of hot, though. It's kind of hot. Exactly. Hey, what? I feel like she's kind of playing you a bit. Like, yeah, I want you to think I'm dumb, but at any point, I could totally just turn on a dime, and it's going to be amazing. That's how I take it. I love Patricia
Arquette. When she gets her ass beat in Boyhood, it got way too uncomfortably real because how she acts in the setup, it went from, movie to, like, oh, shit.
Like, what's happening now? Like, is it worse of a beatdown than True Romance?
No, that was movie beatdown. This is like real. This is like you catching a neighbor smacking his wife in the eye.
Got it. Hopefully that wasn't a spoiler out like, there the way for it was people staged, that haven't seen Boyhood yet.
The way they staged it.
Really?
The way they staged it made it real creepy.
Really uncomfortable, real creepy. She's going to win. All right, what else we got?
Comes out of nowhere.
All right.
Directing. Wes Anderson. Yeah, Wes Anderson is picking up a lot of steam for Grand Budapest Hotel. But it's going to Linklater for Boyhood.
Do you think it should?
Yeah.
I'm still impressed that they did a film over a span of 12 years. Like, just the thought of that, and the fact that he was able to, like, stick with something that long blows my fucking mind. So I'd give it to them, even if the movie was a piece of shit, I'd give it to him based on just the fact that, like, dude, you stuck with this thing for that fucking long, and you were able to actually release it. Like, that blew my goddamn mind. It's so hard for me to stay with something longer than, like, a month. I couldn't imagine dedicating 12 years. That's nuts. So does he deserve it, or do you think Wes should get it?
No, Anderson will be back again.
Yeah.
Linklater, this is his masterpiece. He's never going to top this.
Well, what about the sequel to Dazed and Confused? I know we're all fucking clamoring for that, right?
It's not a sequel. I don't know if that's what you're talking about, the 80s movie.
It's not. Oh, I thought it was a sequel. I thought last I read it was like
It's a spiritual successor.
That's fucking dumb. No, fucking who can... Spiritual successor. I want to make the movie I made about the 70s, about the 80s. Fuck your spiritual successor bullshit. That doesn't even make any sense.
But it's about baseball players. It's about baseball players this time.
Unless Wiley Wiggins is one of those baseball players, I'm not going to give a fuck.
Hell, Wiley Wiggins shows up for like a split second in Boyhood.
Yeah, Wiley Wiggins. That guy.
Like, I like did a double take. Like, what shit?
God, if I hope to God he shows up in Boyhood for those few seconds and he grabs the bridge of his nose. That's what he has brought to fucking cinema. I love Wiley Wiggins. Oh. But it's about a baseball team. That's even, ugh. Whatever. Linklater.
With Kurt Russell's kid is the lead.
Wait,
Kurt Russell's kid's the lead.
Kate Hudson?
Wyatt Russell.
No,
Wyatt Russell.
Who the fuck is Wyatt Russell? Like, you said that like I should know that
name. He
was
in 22 Jump Street. He was the blonde dude, the head of the fridge. Yeah.
What?
He was the head of the frat in 22 Jump Street. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
He's got his dad's hair.
All right, I'll have to rewatch 22 Jump Street and see if I can pick out Wyatt Russell. That is a pretty sweet name, though. Like, you have a lot to live up to if your name's Wyatt Russell. Fucking A.
Yeah.
All right, next one.
Okay, original screenplay.
Okay.
This is a hard category because Boyhood and Birdman are going to split a lot of shit this year.
What else is nominated?
But I think it's Boyhood, Birdman, Foxcatcher, Grand Budapest Hotel, okay. Nightcrawler. It's going to go to Boyhood.
Okay, now I have actually seen two of those movies on that list, and based off what I've seen from two of those movies on that list, I'd say Nightcrawler, but I haven't seen Boyhood yet.
Nightcrawler got nominated. That's the feat.
There we go.
Okay, adapted script. American Sniper, Inherent Vice, The Game, Theory of Everything, Whiplash.
Okay, so based off
Whiplash,
of those...
Whiplash gets it.
You think Whiplash gets it? You don't think American Sniper is going to take this one?
No, American Sniper is not going to get... If they get anything, it'll be a technical.
So they're nominated for a bunch. Fuck them. They ain't going to get dick. That's what you're saying.
They're only nominated for six. People blew that up. They're only nominated for six.
Well, how many fucking Oscars have you been nominated for? Got you there.
No, shut up. Cinematography.
Yes. Birdman.
That's a tough category this year because all five are amazing. Birdman, no. I can't really split because Grand Budapest Hotel, Mr. Turner, Unbroken, and Ida. I would love to see Roger Deakins finally win. He's a Susan Lucci of this shit. This would be his 12th or 13th nomination in the last 21 years. No wins.
What?
He was last nominated for Skyfall. Was last nominated for doing Skyfall.
Damn. Although that's got to feel... I mean, okay, now put yourself into his shoes. Does that feel good or completely shitty that you've been nominated that many times and haven't won? Like,
it's sad because he keeps showing up. He's shown up every time.
Well, okay. So now here we go then. This is even better. So you're telling me that this isn't like the MTV Movie Awards where, like, obviously the people know who's going to win and that's why they show up. Like, they have no idea until that name is fucking called on stage?
No one. If
no
you
one.
Go on YouTube, yes. Look back at 2003 when Bill Murray lost to Sean Penn.
Okay.
You can see on Bill Murray's face, it's just, if he could have stood up and yelled, fuck you, he would have.
So this is like a legitimate, this is a legitimate awards thing then, where like they're nominated, but they honestly, but going in, you're not like, well, obviously this is going to win. Like, I already know they're going to win. Like, people think that they're going to win the entire time until they read that fucking name. That's crazy.
And sometimes the people who they thought were going to win don't.
Yeah.
And they let you know it. That's why I like the fact they keep the camera on them, because some of them let you know they're mad.
All right. So we're going to have, I'm going to have to take
but
a look
in
at this
category.
So,
yeah. I'm going to give it to Mr. Turner.
Mr. Turner. What's that
for
about?
Dick Pope, the guy who they called
Dick
it's
Pope.
It's about a painter.
Okay.
Yeah. Dick Pope. That's the guy they called Dick Poop when they read the announcements.
Nice. He's not related to Bill Pope, is he?
No.
Cause they're both, aren't they both cinematographers or no, sorry. Bill Pope's director. Never mind.
Yeah.
My bad. I just know the Pope's.
No, Bill Pope's a cinematographer.
Oh, he is. Okay.
Bill Pope did the Matrix movies, Army of Darkness, Spider-Man.
Yeah. I know him from Army of Darkness. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Not related. Anyway, I know some things about movies. So what do we got next?
Sam Raimi, it's a director. Okay. Costume design. Costume design.
Yes.
I'm not going to read all noms. We're just going to fly through this.
Fly through the ones that no one gives
Grand
a shit.
Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yeah. Okay. I don't care.
Okay. Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yep. Grand Budapest
Sound
costume.
Mixing.
Yes.
Sound mixing. I'm going to give it to American Sniper.
Okay. Explosions are hard. Next.
Editing. Yeah. Editing. I'm giving it Whiplash.
Did you like that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. I haven't seen it yet. It's on our list. Like, we don't really have access to a lot of these movies, so we're kind of...
I didn't love it. Didn't hate it.
All right. Good deal. Next one.
Yeah. Sound editing. I'm going to give to Unbroken.
Why does that sound familiar? Which one's that?
Unbroken's the Angelina Jolie movie that you guys held captive.
Yes. And it has Dandy from American Horror Story in it. Yeah. Yep, okay.
Yeah. Visual effects. Visual effects, a really strong category this year.
Okay, who's nominated? This is something I care about.
The Winter Soldier.
Okay.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Okay.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
All right.
Interstellar.
Okay.
Days of Futures Past.
Based off of those, I'd give it to Apes easily. Fucking easily, man.
Yeah, I think Apes is going to take it because Legendary, the guy who did the headlining of it, he tends to win a lot, so I'm going to give it to him.
Like, I mean, and if I'm going to be that asshole, like, Circus should have gotten nominated for some shit. Like, the stuff that dude's doing is crazy. Like, you watch fucking those Apes movies,
he'll get something.
Like, Caesar's real. He's in pain. He's in fucking pain, man. Like, I feel bad
for him.
He'll
get something.
Okay. I'm going to go for
Apes. Even if it's 20 years down the line, he'll get an honorary Oscar. He'll get something.
Do you, and maybe they already have this, but do they have, like, a category for motion capture yet in the Oscars?
No, but there have been people campaigning for it.
Yeah, I think they should.
We're going to see stunt teams get nominated. We'll see stunt teams get nominated for motion capture because SAG, for the last 2 years, is now recognizing stunt people.
Crazy. I mean, with good fucking reason. Totally. That just seems nuts to me. I mean, I get it. Like, there's not that many great movies out there that use motion capture and stuff. While almost every movie uses some sort of stunt coordinator and stunt people, but like the fact that these people just aren't being picked up blows my mind. Okay, Apes. Go Apes. Exciting.
Okay, best achievement in makeup, hair. Foxcatcher, The Grand Budapest Hotel, Guardians of the Galaxy. Why a lot of people see Grand Budapest upsetting, I'm going to say this is Guardians to win. This is Guardians to win.
The stuff that Gunn was able to bring together with his team was pretty awesome. Like, there's just so much visually happening on screen at any given point. Like, it's crazy. All right, next one. What we got?
Okay, best original song. You got Common and John Legend for Selma. Adam Levine doing a song from Begin Again. Yes. Good movie. Everything is Awesome. Lego Movie.
Boom.
Grateful from Beyond the Lights. Beyond the Lights is the movie that should have got the praise that Selma did. Beyond the Lights was a fucking amazing movie that no one saw.
I haven't even heard of it. What's it about?
It's about a white black mixed British singer who's trying to keep true to herself while being a performer.
Okay.
And she meets a guy, and it's just a straightforward love story. It's not a chick flick. It's just two people trying to make it work. And it's not like she takes drugs or, you know, the usual shit. She just realizes, I want to make my own music. I hate my label. I hate all this. I just want to go off and be happy. I mean, it's just a straightforward, just non-fuckwittery movie. Just solid movie.
And it's not,
no one got behind it.
And it's not based on anybody, so all the music is original.
Yeah.
So do you think that's going to, based on and what then, you just said, do you think that's going to win?
No, this is what I think is going to win, and this will be the upset.
Everything is awesome.
Glen Campbell.
Oh.
No, Glen Campbell, I'll Be Me. I'm Not Going to Miss You. It was the only original song that they put in the documentary.
Oh.
They're still debating having him come out stage, because right now, in care facility.
Yeah.
But he's still mentally together enough where they think he could perform.
I want everything is so awesome.
It's going to come down between Lego Movie and Glen Campbell, but I think Glen Campbell gets it. Here's the thing. If Glen Campbell...
Can you imagine being Glen Campbell? Like, oh, it's just me versus the Lego Movie.
Fucking Legos again.
Fucking goddamn Legos.
It's just like Rhinestone. Shit.
Oh, but because he's on...
Just
kind
imagine...
Of, oh. That's great.
You know, it'd be great if the whole nomination was a joke and he's like in his long term care, like in the Alzheimer's ward, like yelling at Legos, "You don't take this from me! This is mine this year! God damn it! My first nomination in 47 years!" And they're like, "What's Mr. Campbell doing?" "Oh, he's just yelling at Legos."
Yeah, he really hates Legos. We don't know why. The TV's not even on and he's just yelling at it. We have no idea what's
happening. Did you hear it, you little yellow faced bastard?
Everything is not awesome.
Nominated.
So you think he's going to win, though?
I'll crazy glue your butthole shut.
So you think they're going to give it to him?
If he performs on stage, yeah, they're going to telegraph. If they get him to perform, they're telegraphing he won.
Okay.
But I'm so split on that category, I'm just going to play it safe and say Lego Movie.
That stupid song is still in my goddamn head. Like, I catch my wife and I fucking singing that shit and fucking, you know, we reference it all the time. All the time. And it's just, it's catchy as shit.
Okay, next category, original score.
All right.
Theory of Everything. This is going to be their consolation prize.
How is that a prize? Like, all right, you should have won for some actual stuff, but we like the music. So here's your statue.
Short film animated. It's going to go to Feast.
Okay. All right, next
short
one.
Film, live action. Short film, live action. Pick a fucking name out of a hat.
I don't have a hat in front of me.
Seriously.
So you go ahead and pick for me.
But when you decide, just like close your eyes and point.
Done. Whip your dick out and slap none it down of the, on the notification. You're going to get this. All right.
None of these screen for any audience outside like New York and Los Angeles. Documentary, short subject. Same thing. Just slap your dick out, pick a name.
Boom. That's the way I pick my movies. Next one.
Documentary. Documentary is getting so rough with all these changes. My personal favorite's Finding Vivian Mayer, but I think it's going to go to Virunga.
Haven't seen any of those.
I'm willing to say, yeah. I'd put it down Virunga. Foreign language film of the year. Here's where shit gets stupid. Ida is amazing. Leviathan, that's a Russian movie about the sea. Great. Oh, Timbuktu.
That was the Peter
Central
Weller
African
movie
about terrorism. Yeah. All three are great, which means that this little piece of shit called Tangerines is going to win.
All right.
Look smart with your friends. Put your money down on Tangerines.
All right. You heard it here first. Look smart to your friends. Vote Tangerines.
Animated feature film of the year. I just finally got to see Song of the Sea. That was a surprise nom that a lot of people thought that Lego Movie got snubbed for.
Yeah.
It's good. It's a legitimate good movie. I mean, it was just tough this year. I mean, if they would have been six noms, I'd been happy. Lego Movie would have gotten in. But everyone in animated feature this year deserves it.
Who's in animated feature?
That Box Trolls.
Yep,
Big Hero
movie.
6.
Haven't seen Big Hero Box, 6 yet.
How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Ugh.
Song of the Sea and the Tale of the Princess Kaguya. I don't know. I'm waiting for that review copy to come in so I can watch it again. It's a good movie. Really insanely well animated.
I'm down with that. I just can't believe How to Train Your Dragon 2 fucking made it in. I do not understand the love at all for those movies whatsoever.
Well, you're gonna hate when it wins.
God,
it's gonna win.
See, Okay, you know, no.
It's been 10 years. I'm still trying to figure out Crash.
Well, Crash was just fucking... Actually, if I pinpointed, that might have been the time when I just gave up completely. Like, yeah. Because I remember being on fucking Derp and doing this shit and fucking being like, yeah, Oscars is amazing. I'm going to search all these out. And then that shit won. And I think that's when I'm like, well, fuck the Oscars. This is stupid. This isn't even fun. Like, fuck this. So, fuck How to Train.
The good thing is that most of the people who voted for Crash are dead now.
Put that in the box, the fucking pull quote.
It was the oldest voter turnout, they said. Like, the average voting age was, like, in the 70s.
I like that movie. It's fucking great.
Well, I didn't see it. I didn't see it because it came out in the summer, but it ain't that queer cowboy movie, so fuck all that shit.
You mean there's no gay cowboys? I love Crash.
I know. Ernest Borgnine came out back in the day. He was real shit. He gave interviews about how he couldn't believe that sort of pornography got even nominated. I mean, he was real nasty about it.
And that sucks because I'll always enjoy Ernest Borgnine in the amazing movie Basketball when he's choking on the hot dog. That's your legacy, bro.
Yep.
That's what.
No one choked on the hot dog and broke back.
When someone says your name, bro, that's the movie I think of. That's your legacy. All right, next category.
Production design. Grand Budapest Hotel is going to win it.
Okay.
That's it.
Those are all of them? That doesn't seem like
that's
all
it.
Of them. Really?
Well, when you pad it with a bunch of bullshit, you get 4 hours.
Yeah, why? I was just going to say, like, why do we have a 4 hour... Who's hosting this year?
Neil Patrick Harris.
All right.
You know how I was talking about how some people think they're going to get nominated?
Well, there you have it. You basically have, if Troy can pull off another amazing run again like he did a few years ago, you could possibly win your office pool with these choices. And you could even use what Troy says as your own words when you're talking about them. I do that all the time.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Basically, Troy is your human pull quote. You just listen to what he says and you just regurgitate it. When someone's like, what did you think about Birdman? You can be like, blah, 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 production design.
Two words.
Done.
Birdman, just go like this. Actor porn.
Boom. And then walk away. And then just walk away. And people are like, God damn, he knows his shit. He knows his shit. That's what you're going to learn here on the Anderson Tapes. We learned all about the Oscars. So are you excited this year? Do you give a shit? Is this one of those things that you just do?
I'll always watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always watch. But at the same time. No.
No. When was the last time you were invested? Or have you ever been invested?
The last time I was really invested was about 2006, 2007. Those 2 years back to back were the last two. I was really like, fuck yeah. Because that was coming off Crash. And it was like, if they do it again, they're going down. And I think they even realized it because Scorsese Brothers won back to back. That was a, hey, we fucked up. So, hey, everyone likes these guys.
Now, and that's the thing, is like you were saying, like, obviously there are always going to be that category or those things where, like, okay, you've been around this long or we fucked up, here's the fucking statue. As long as they get nominated, they should feel like a winner, correct? It's not about the statue?
Yeah. It's so hard to get nominated, that's the fight.
Huh. So do you guys do anything big for your Oscar stuff? Do you like a party or are you down in your home theater
area?
We
do bigger shit for Super Bowl. Yeah, we do bigger shit for Super Bowl than Oscars.
So, okay, are you invested in the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah, it's the Pats. The Pats are in.
Now, is that your team? Are you the Pats team?
I've been a Patriots fan since 1997.
Look at that. He's OG. He's OG right here. So basically, if I've learned anything... You're going to be, all of these Oscar picks are going to be right, except I hope that your animated one is wrong. I don't want Dragon. And the Pats are going to win the Super Bowl. Is that what you're saying right now?
It's going to be close to shit. But here's the one thing I'll give it. Because all this bullshit cheating talk, which they've had no proof about, and now it's just looking like the ball guy went and took a piss with the balls. Because they were like, I thought it was funny. Like, we're not even sure if he washed his hands, much less deflated those balls. It was a videotape where it shows he goes into the bathroom for Ron Felder. About a minute, and runs back out real quick with both teams' balls.
Go Pats!
Go Pats! It's gonna be a close as shit game. It's gonna be so close. And I'll say this: we're gonna see more injuries this year than we've had since the '70s because both teams want to fuck each other up.
Bam! your own fucking New Age Nostradamus right here. His name is Troy Anderson. All right, Troy, I think it's time we wrap this up. For the Anderson Tapes, my name is Rob.
And I'm still your God on Earth, Anderson.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of the team.
Radio production.
Yeah.
Visit us at www.braindevradio.com.